Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches His people about life in the kingdom of God.
We've been studying Jesus' command in Matthew 7:1, do not judge. We found that it doesn't prohibit all judging. God requires us to judge many, many things. We have to make judgments, and that's good. But there are also several kinds of judgment that are forbidden. When he said, do not judge, he meant something, right? So far we've explained the first one, judging legalistically. That's one kind of judging the Bible forbids. That's one kind of judging Jesus had in mind when he said, do not judge. Today, we look at the second kind of wrong judgment, judging superficially. In John 7:27, Jesus said, stop judging by mere appearances. But if you think about it, what else do we have to go on? If not by appearances, then what? Stay tuned. You might be surprised to discover just how superficial some of our judgments really are. John 7:24, Jesus says to them, stop judging by mere appearances. Make a right judgment. When you judge by mere appearances, when you pass judgment on someone based on external appearances, you're going to tend to render wrong judgments. Superficial judgments. One of the, I think, all-time most beautiful acts of worship that we ever see in human history took place in Luke chapter 7 when that dear woman came and anointed Jesus' feet with her tears and wiped them, his feet with her hair. Remember that? That woman had repented of her sins. She had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. She had been cleansed and transformed and renewed by the power of Christ, and her heart was as white as the wind-driven snow. Pure and clean. And her worship, she could teach all of us about worship. Her worship was reverent. It was sincere. It was effusive. It was selfless. It was courageous. It was enthusiastic. It was passionate. It was demonstrative. It was genuine. And it was an expression of deep love and gratitude. I mean, how do you get better worship than that? You will not find a more beautiful display of worship anywhere in the whole Bible. And the Pharisee who was standing there took one look at her and determined that she was so wicked that if Jesus were a prophet, he must not be a prophet, because otherwise he would never let such a wicked person touch his feet. Now that's a pretty wrong judgment. I mean, that's about as wrong as you can get. This guy wins the award for one of the most incorrect judgments ever passed on any person. How did he get it so wrong? Well, he got it that wrong because he judged superficially by mere appearances. He didn't take into consideration what was in her heart, only what was in her past. You know, the world does that. The world psychology will tell you that you are defined by your past. Your whole past, that's what defines who you are. And God says, no, your past doesn't define you. Your heart is what defines you. Judging someone by any other measure than the heart is absolutely superficial. And this is where all favoritism comes in and all prejudice comes in. You judge somebody by, the most ridiculous, I think, of all, has got to be skin color. I mean, that one is, it's amazing that ever became a standard for judgment. You got, think about it. Skin color. You're going to pass judgment on a soul because of color? It just blows my mind. But there are other surface, immaterial things, irrelevant factors that we judge on all the time. You know, for some people it's cultural things, color, accent, whatever, clothes you're wearing. Another ridiculous one. But some other people, you can do that same, you can make that same shallow kind of judgment in the positive as well. Oh, this person must be a Christian because of the clothes he's wearing, or the way he acts, James pins down one of them. He says, somebody comes into your fellowship wearing shabby clothes, and you say, hey, you can sit in the back. And another guy comes in and wears lots of gold rings, and he's loaded, he's got money, he's got a Rolex,
And you say, oh, here's a good seat for you. Why don't you sit right here? And, you show favoritism. And James says you become judges with evil thoughts. It's favoritism. That's shallow judging. You're making judgments based on meaningless things. Wrong criteria. You know, we're guilty of that sometimes when it comes to worship. You look around and you see somebody worshiping in the seats, across from you, and they're not as demonstrative in their worship. You know, you're standing up, you get your arms up and everything, and they're over there and they're just stoic and they're frowning and you're just thinking, they're not even singing. It's like, that person, they're probably not even saved, or what. Or you just think, they're not worshiping. They might be worshiping more than you are. They might be frozen in their tracks with awe. You don't know what's going on in their heart. We don't pass judgment superficially. That's the second one. Okay, third one. We better get moving here. Related to that one is the third kind of sinful judging, judging self-righteously. In Luke 18, Jesus told a parable about a Pharisee and a tax collector. Remember, he says, Pharisee and a tax collector both went to the temple to pray, and one of them went away justified before God, and the other one didn't, and it was the tax collector, the real dirty sinner, that went away justified, and the squeaky clean Pharisee didn't go away justified before God, because the Pharisee was proud, and the tax collector humbled himself and repented of his sin. That's the story that Jesus told. But listen carefully to the way Jesus introduces this parable in Luke 18:9. He says, to some, listen to who he's saying this to some who were confident in their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray and so on. The Pharisee was counting on his own goodness. He had never committed any of the really gross, real ugly, scandalous kinds of sins. And so he thought he was pretty good. There's a real tendency to take those people who have just lived a real squeaky clean life and clean externally. You never committed adultery, you never stole anything, you never rebelled as a teenager, never been in jail overnight or in prison, you never messed around with homosexuality or hung out with a bad crowd, never been drunk, never been high on anything. You just been a real good person. Very easy for people like that to fall into mentality that looks down on the kind of people who have fallen into those really gross sins. They think they're better because they've never done any of the really big sins. And the problem is, those aren't really the really big sins. Now, there are big sins and little sins. There are, contrary to what some people teach, there are some sins that are more egregious than other sins. Jesus did teach that. But God's list of the really, really bad ones tends to be very different than our list. Way up near the top of God's list of the really gross, disgusting, bad, wicked ones is self-righteousness. Thinking you're better than someone else because you haven't committed the sins that they've committed. You don't struggle with the stuff they struggle with. Or thinking that you deserve the credit for not having fallen into those sins. You look down on somebody who struggles with homosexuality or with criminal behavior that lands them in prison or whatever variety of sin they struggle with, you don't struggle with. That is self-righteous judging. It is wickedness.
Most of us are able to see racism for what it is. Ridiculously superficial judging. That's what racism. I mean, what could possibly be more irrelevant than color when assessing someone as being good or bad? That's easy to see. But what about other forms of superficial judgment? The woman in Luke 7 had a reputation for having lived a sinful life. Think about that. What kind of sins do you suppose that woman committed to have a reputation like that? If you have a low view of someone like that woman, most people would say, well, that's reasonable. But Jesus said, no. If you have a low view of her just because she's committed those kinds of sins instead of the kind you commit, you're guilty of judging by mere appearances. You're guilty of superficial judging. Judging by skin color is superficial, and we all understand that. But judging by which type of sins a person has committed is also superficial. Because what matters isn't the type of sin, but whether they're repentant. That person might be more repentant than you. Suppose you have someone like that woman in your church. Maybe she's interested in dating your son. Is that alarming to you? Do you consider yourself in a little different spiritual category than that woman? I mean, you've got your weaknesses and foibles, but you're not like her, right? That's superficial judging. If this is a problem for you, a good exercise might be to just do some people watching today. And each time you see someone, try to judge that person without using any superficial measures. Judge only by the heart, like God does. Of course, you won't be able to do it since you can't see anyone's heart. And you can't go by their past because a man is what he is and not what he was. You can only go by what their heart is right now. What's in their heart right now. And what you can't see, you must assume the best, right? So once you've assumed the best about what's in their heart, now what's your judgment about that person? Doing that exercise will train you to look at people without superficial judgment.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.